Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. A Kansas man has been charged in the 1980 shooting death of a 23-year-old neighbor after investigators who re-examined her death turned up new evidence. Kansas Bureau of Investigation officers arrested 68-year-old Stephen Hanks of Burden on a charge of second-degree murder in the death of Mary Robin Walter, who was a wife, mother, and nursing school student when she was killed. And the Liberal Police Department hosted its annual Shop with a Cop over the weekend. J.P. Bazette has the details.
The kids had the opportunity to chat with officers while they ate donuts and began developing a game plan. And once everyone was finished up, the kids loaded up on the bus and got their very own police escort to the Walmart in Liberal, where all you could see were uniforms, little hands, and big smiles. The Seward County Sheriff's Office and Kansas Highway Patrol also joined in.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
The holiday season is right around the corner, so give the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Give them a steal. From powerful trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws under the tree, to branded accessories stuffed in their stockings, the Steel Holiday Gift Guide has something for everyone. Visit your local Steel dealer or go to steelusa.com/giftguide. Real Steel. Find yours. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
Is your life affected by someone else's gambling? If your answer is yes or you have more questions, Gammonon is there for you. Gammonon helps family members, friends, and those affected by a compulsive gambler find answers and strategies for dealing with the finances, debts, and strained relationships caused by gambling. Visit gam-anon.org for the national meeting list. Come to a meeting whether or not the gambler in your life seeks help or even recognizes that there is a gambling problem. For more information, go to gam-anon.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Governor Laura Kelly recently announced that participation in post-secondary education at Kansas adult correctional facilities has increased by more than 50% over the past year, and as of November, all 9 Kansas Consortium of Correctional Higher Education, or KCCHE, member colleges have been accepted to the U.S. Department of Education Pell Experimental Site Initiative, which provides need-based Pell grants to people in prison. Because of these partnerships, Kansas now leads the country as the only state to provide Pell-eligible college programming in every adult correctional facility. There are currently 22 higher learning programs available in all adult correctional facilities within Kansas, and programs vary from career and technical education to associate degrees in a variety of studies, and bachelor's degrees in computer information systems and business administration or management. Today, there are 545 students enrolled in college courses, with 46 in bachelor's degree programs, 338 in associate's degree programs, and 161 students in certificate or certified technical education programs. Expanding post-secondary education opportunities is one way in which the Kansas Department of Corrections is delivering on its goal of providing individualized, evidence-based, and data-driven services and increasing access to programs that increase public safety. Governor Kelly invites job seekers and employers to participate in the last statewide virtual job fair that's being offered for 2022. This virtual fair, hosted by Kansas Works, will take place from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. this Wednesday, December 14th. The virtual statewide job fair portal features a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for attendees to register and log in. And registration is required in order to participate in the event, regardless of your previous participation. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said the statewide virtual job fairs have been very successful in helping Kansans find new career paths. And with companies hiring throughout the state, there are jobs available for anyone that's looking. the Kansas Work Centers are ready and willing to help. Workforce development teams provide assistance with the job search process, creating effective resumes, job training, job placement, and more. And job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally, as employers might request to engage in a video interview on the spot. Candidates can participate by any digital device, and anyone with a disability may request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center prior to the event. You can visit kansasworks.com and click on the link to register for the December 14th virtual job fair. Fort Hays State University will recognize approximately 1,100 graduates during its third annual fall commencement this Friday, December 16th for in-person and Saturday, December 17th for the virtual ceremonies. Graduates who have chosen to participate in person will be honored in two ceremonies on Friday at Gross Memorial Coliseum, and all graduates will be recognized in two virtual ceremonies on Saturday. And all the ceremonies, in person and virtual, will be broadcast on the Tiger Media Network. Recordings of the virtual ceremonies will be archived on the Tiger Media Network YouTube channel, with the link provided on the commencement website under the Programs and Videos tab. The commencement schedule, maps, directions, links to accommodation in Hays, and general information can be found at fhsu.edu/commencement. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, December 7th, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Ron Briery, Andrew Black, Gerald Jones, Dennis Gilhausen, Dean Little, and Robert Bowman, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Gerald Jones to approve the November 16, 2022 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried. Donna Lowery with the Norton Chamber of Commerce presented an amended agreement between the city and the Norton Convention and Tourism Committee, changing the qualifications required for the committee members. A discussion was then held on the changes and the processes needed for changing the agreement. City Attorney Abigail Horn presented an agreement required by the USDA for the city's applications for USDA grants. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to approve the legal services agreement, and the motion carried. Chief of Police Gerald Cullenber reported that he has turned in his notice and will be retiring from the city. He stated that his last day will be January the 11th of 2023. And City Administrator James Maru reported that work will be starting soon on the water plant filter 3 renovation project. James also reported that they have found a different potholder for $92,500. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Robert Bowman to purchase the potholder for $92,500 to be paid 50% from the electric fund, 25% from the Special Highway Fund, and 25% from the Street Department under the General Fund, and the motion carried. Andrew Black reported that the Public Safety Committee met and discussed code enforcement, court collections, and issues at 307 South Kansas, and Andrew also reported that the Police Department has hired a new officer. Fire Chief Cameron Archer reported that he has two new firemen on the department, but he said he will also be losing two firemen. Cameron stated that after 26 years of service, Assistant Fire Chief Kyle Jones is retiring from the department, with his last day being December 10th, 2022. And he then stated that the new Assistant Fire Chief is Andrew Black. Andrew Black stated that he had several complaints about parking at the East Campus, and Gerald Jones stated that he had noticed people parking in the loading and unloading zone on State Street. A discussion was held on the issues and what could be done to alleviate the problems. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Ron Briery to approve applications for the 2023 cereal malt beverage licenses, and they are for Town and Country Kitchen for consumption on the premises, Pizza Hut of Norton for consumption on the premises, Casey's General Store not for consumption on the premises, Ulta Convenience Store, not for consumption on the premises. Love's Country Store, not for consumption on the premises. And Jamboree Foods Incorporated, not for consumption on the premises. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gohausen and seconded by Andrew Black to apply a $1.50 cost of living adjustment to ranges 5 through 21 of the city pay scale and to salaried employees for 2023. Effective the pay period in January, the vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gohausen and seconded by Ron Briery to not initiate the automatic escalator in the utility rates for the water, sewer, and refuse departments, and the motion carried. Dennis Gohausen presented an ordinance increasing the monthly salary for the mayor and council to $500 per month. A motion was then made by Dennis and seconded by Ron Briery to waive the first formal reading of Ordinance 1758, which is an ordinance amending Chapter 1, Article 2, pertaining to compensation for the city council and mayor within the city of Norton, Kansas, and the motion carried. Dennis also stated that city employees will receive Friday, December 23rd, and Monday, December 26th, off for the Christmas holiday. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to transfer surplus funds totaling $70,000 to the Municipal Equipment Reserve Fund and $18,000 to the Capital Improvement Fund for 2022, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 23 as a whole, and the motion carried, and the council then adjourned at 6:38 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
The First State Bank of Norton invites you to enjoy some holiday cheer, and they'd love for you to stop in during the First State Bank Christmas Open House, Friday, December 16th at 105 West Main from 9 till 3. Join them for delicious cookies, belly-warming cider, and lots of Christmas cheer. The First State Bank of Norton reminds you they'll be closed Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and the day after Christmas. Don't forget the Christmas Open House at the First State Bank of Norton, Friday, December 16th at 105 West Main from 9 till 3. Say I love you by providing safety for a loved one this Christmas. Here's an out-of-the-ordinary practical gift from Ingalls Sales and Service. A certificate for an oil change. How about new tires for that traveling college student? Or a routine tune-up from Ingalls Sales and Service Quality Certified Mechanics. There's an assortment of tools, socket sets, wrenches, and specialty tools. Being optimistic, you might consider a snowblower. Ingalls Sales and Service thanks you for your patronage and wishes you a very Merry Christmas. Ingalls Sales and Service, 209 West Lincoln and Norton.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Although usually quiet, USDA's December crop production report did provide news of note regarding our nation's cotton and orange crops. Rod Bain has the details.
The December USDA crop production report reflects the quiet period of the year with just a shoring up of production numbers for commodities. Primarily, most of the focus this month is on cotton.
The production changes this month are pretty modest overall in terms of cotton production. They did make an adjustment on cotton yields, adding 13 pounds an acre to get to 868 pounds an acre. That's a pretty modest change. It's about 1.5% increase over the prior month's estimate.
USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer. Orange production forecast provided a first look at Florida's crop post-hurricanes Ian and Nicole.
We did see some pretty big changes when it came to oranges, Valencia and non-Valencia changes from hurricane impacts.
A 29% decline in Florida orange production from the prior forecast, with total U.S. orange production down 11% from October. I'm Rod Bain reporting, Washington, D.C.
24 members of the House of Representatives Ways and Means Committee sent a letter to U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai about Mexico. They want a resolution to the lingering trade dispute with Mexico over biotech corn imports. We've been working closely with Congress on this issue, and it's inspiring to see congressional champions faithfully taking up the mantle, says National Corn Growers Association President Tom Hogg. These members are now looking to Ambassador Tai to uphold the integrity of USMCA. The letter is the latest development and response from U.S. officials as the ag community braces for a fallout if Mexico falls through on its promise to ban biotech corn shipments in early 2024. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Strong low pressure and warm front and a cold front all affecting Kansas over the next day or so, with rain, gusty wind, and possible severe weather for parts of our state by late afternoon into the evening. Precipitation chances look good for the central and eastern counties. We could use some rain in southwestern Kansas, but it looks like that part of the state will be in the dry slot as the low moves northward by tonight. Thunderstorms are still possible, though, with damaging wind and even a few tornadoes in our western high plains this afternoon and into the evening. Gusty wind and cloudy skies statewide today, with some light rain or drizzle possible as a warm front makes its way northward. Rain and thunderstorms will be likely by afternoon into tonight for most of our central counties. Scattered rain and thunderstorms in the western high plains, and a few of those may hit severe levels. After midnight, we get rain for the eastern two-thirds of Kansas, scattered showers in the western counties. Looking at Tuesday morning, the low will be over northwest Kansas, gusty wind statewide, and showers will be a good possibility in the eastern counties early in the day. We should get some clearing in the western and central areas by tomorrow afternoon, but it will stay windy. Precipitation will gradually move out by tomorrow afternoon. Cooler air will move into our western counties, and then Wednesday looks sunny and much cooler statewide. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas will be in the mid-50s with low to mid-20s for the overnight hours. North central, upper 40s and low 50s with mid-30s to low 40s overnight. Upper 40s and low 50s northeast, and tonight's lows in the low to mid-40s. Southwest, mid to upper 50s with mid-20s to low 30s overnight. We're in the low 50s south central tonight, low to mid-40s. Southeast, low to mid-50s today, and overnight we're in the mid-40s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Does your business need quick, competitive financing for heavy machinery, trucks, or other equipment? Currency is here to help. Whether you're financing construction equipment, farm equipment, trucks, trailers, or any other big-ticket item, Currency will automatically find the best rates. Currency facilitates loans for up to $500,000 with repayment terms up to 72 months. It's fast, easy, and free to use. Visit GoCurrency.com and apply today.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at boxed beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 13802. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyBet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyBet.com, ValleyBet.com, ValleyBet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good to excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to kab.net and click on Student Services. Sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
Side down.